808 on Boomer. That's the perfect song for my very special guest, my friend. Heaven must be missing an angel. It is a pickup line. I think they say, did it hurt? And you say, did what hurt?
Did what hurt?
Falling from heaven. You know, because you're an angel. You're an angel.
There we go. Oh, I get it now. I'm following you.
Did it hurt falling from, from heaven? That's a seedy line. Yeah, so looking forward to it. Good morning.
Good morning,
Mayor Gene. I was what prompted this visit was I was in Target just a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, and I was approached by someone. Said, "Would you be interested in this person's running for mayor?" And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on Team Gene." They said, "Oh, then we'll just leave you alone." I said, "I've got to call Carrie."
There we go.
Got to call Carrie, and many thanks to her. She's fabulous. I know that she's kind of your right hand.
Yes, she is.
Person Carrie Murphy. She's with her daughter and her 2-year-old granddaughter today. And
that no, a 2-day-old granddaughter.
Oh, 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yes. She is a new grandma for the first time.
Oh, mazel tov, Carrie. I know she's listening. 2 days.
Yes, Carrie is a grandma, so she's happy.
Well, and also, when I saw you talk on the news a couple months ago about how I'm having too much fun, I want to run again, and I do want to talk about your campaign, but sure. I have to ask you, it's 8:10, let's go talk about yesterday a little bit.
Yes.
That our country has reached a boiling point. Somebody, I was watching Congress last night, and one of the congressmen said, we can't expect not to have wars, not to be up in arms if we can't love our neighbor. It all starts in our own, Nebraskan
Ben Sasse.
Ben Sasse, yes. Said, we've got to learn, you've got to shovel your walk for your neighbor because he can't hate you if you shoveled his walk.
Absolutely.
How simple, and that's really the root of it, that it got the anger and the anger that build and then exploded yesterday.
It did. And you know that the rioting yesterday, it just strikes at the very heart of the American ideals that we all cherish. And these shameful actions yesterday that we all witnessed and saw on TV, it truly jeopardizes our nation's most important foundations of self-rule and freedom and democracy and lawful conduct. And the lawlessness of those that were involved yesterday should be condemned by every American. They absolutely should. Yeah. America is much, much better than this. And as our country turns to new leadership in Washington, D.C., and that has been decided now, I truly hope and pray that the political division will recede and a more cooperative spirit can lift up our country. We need to be lifted up now. Oh, I think we all do.
Your mouth to God's ears. And how often have we heard our friends have said, can't we discuss something civilly?
Right. You can have debate. You know, I mean, there should have been debate yesterday. We expected debate yesterday, but not violence.
No.
And that's what we saw. And that's what was so shameful about it. And what really makes me angry also, and angry and heartbroken, is that people around the world, how are they viewing us now? Mm-hmm. And how do they view our nation? And is it with contempt as a result of what happened yesterday? And that is what really concerns me, too. Mm-hmm. So we do, to your point earlier, we need to lift ourselves up. We can have healthy debate. We could disagree with each other, but we could do it civilly. That's what we're all about, and that's what we should do.
Well, I heard Nancy Pelosi say, let there be, well, she didn't phrase it that way, but the point was, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Yes. It's got to start with you and you and you.
Absolutely.
And you, right?
Absolutely. You know, you just look at social media. I mean, my Facebook, we did a post up the other day about, and we do this all the time, and we do sweeps across the city, and we have police, traffic division, pick up abandoned vehicles and unlicensed cars. Right. And a main reason we do that in the fall and in the winter is so we could plow better. We do it all the time. Mm-hmm. We did a post to let people know. There's over 60,000 people that have read that post and almost 1,000 comments on it, and they're fighting with each other. Not necessarily about the post, but just fighting with each other. And this is what's happening now. Some of the comments are from people that don't even live in Nebraska. People are angry. They're mad. And, you know, that this too shall pass.
Well, you know, today is mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore day, actually. And I played the cut from Network back in 1976, the Howard Beale newscaster. Mm-hmm. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. But that's what happened yesterday. That's been happening all year. It's been going on all year.
Yes.
And to see the pictures of these people climbing the outside concrete walls of Congress, this guy with Nancy Pelosi's desk with his feet up on the desk stealing her mail, going outside and bragging about it.
Yes.
That's not patriotism.
No, it isn't. It's not democracy either. It is shameful.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk more about your campaign because I know that's what you're going to be doing. I let you request a song and it's outside of our, you know, we play feel good hits of the 60s and 70s. And I think this is more 80s.
It is more 80s.
But why do you like this song?
You know what? I just was thinking on the way here this morning, you asked me last time to play a song and we played Laughter in the Rain because we were in the middle of a drought by Neil Sedaka.
Right.
And we sang it to each other. And I thought, you know, today has got to be about America. And it just popped in my head. Right. John Mellencamp.
Perfect. Perfect. Little pink about
little pink houses.
Yes. And
ain't
then
that America.
Then we'll shoot some more. Mayor Gene. 8:15 on Boomer.
With black hair, little blind neighborhood. He's got interstate running through his front yard. You know he thinks he's got it so good. And there's a woman in the kitchen. And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses.
Ain't that America?
perfect, perfect. And then not too far out of our format.
What a great song.
Yeah, 83. I played that for Gene because, Mayor Gene, I would do anything for you. 819 on Boomer.
And we sang along, too.
We did. It's very patriotic. And as you pointed out, when he first sang that, he looked like a child.
Yes, he did. In 83, yes, he did. I look like a child in 83, too. But,
I was
ugly
then. I'm coming into my full power now. Yeah. I don't know, aren't you mm-hmm. feeling that way?
You're not getting older, you're getting better.
Better, thank you.
There you go.
Speaking of better, sidebar, there was a month or more where you had these TV press conferences with Dr. Adipour, and I finally got a chance to talk with her on the phone. Mm-hmm. I really admire her so much.
She's awesome.
She is. And do you think that we're going to get, I know you work hand in hand with her, you talk to her a lot.
I talk to her a lot.
Do you think we can rev up the vaccinations now? It was slow going with the holidays and the weather. And
that's the key. It's the beginning to the end. Dr. Adipour has done really a great job. She becomes the city of Omaha's public health director during a pandemic. So I've worked very closely with her. In fact, we figured out the other day that her and I have done approximately 25 press conferences since March to try to keep
that
people.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, we have to try to keep people informed. We work with the experts at the Med Center. You know, we'd want to get the right information out. The vaccines are the beginning of the end. We know that. The issue is the amount that the state is getting and how they're getting distributed, and we have to make sure that those that get the Pfizer vaccine and they get the first dose, that within 21 days after the first dose, they get the second dose. And so that is an issue now of how these companies are producing these vaccines and at what rate. The other issue we're having, though, is we cannot make it mandatory. You know, we cannot do it. So, like, for instance, we started out with our paramedics and medics with the Omaha Fire Department, those that directly transport patients that can be exposed, but we couldn't make it mandatory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after 3 days of vaccinations, about 44% agreed to take the vaccines. So, you know, that's still a concern that there are some people that will take it and some that won't.
And there are some that are just, where do I get in line?
That's
I want it now.
That's right. Now, I haven't had it. My husband is a physician. He's had it. So, you know, I wait in line like everybody else. So
75 and older, according to Governor.
Well, I'm not in that.
I know you're not. Neither am I, as
not
a matter
yet.
Of fact. Not yet. So today you're going to file.
I'm going to file for re-election. Yes.
So why? Why? I would think that, I mean, I heard your answer on newscast a couple months ago, why, when you first mentioned it. I would think this would be a headache and a half, a headache times a bajillion.
Well, it's been a 2020.
Especially 2020.
Yeah, 2020 was a rough year for any mayor in the country. But I truly love my job. I love Omaha. I feel like in the last 8 years, we have made incredible progress. I always talked about my four goals. Number one, public safety. Number two, the city budget, controlling the budget. Three, jobs, economic development, and four, improving the taxpayer experience. And I can name you great improvements in every one of those categories. There's so many things that I have started as mayor. I've assembled a great team. I think one of the greatest teams we've ever had, from the police chief to the law department to the public works director.
Todd is coming on in a month.
He's great.
Oh, he's amazing.
All my directors are great. And I want to keep this momentum going, and I want to finish what I started. You know, even during this pandemic, there's so much economic development going on from the riverfront all the way out to the Elkhorn River. I could name you multiple multi-million dollar projects. These still are going on even through this pandemic. And, you know, since I've been mayor, we've issued over $6 billion worth of building permits. Things are happening in Omaha.
Wow, jeez.
$6 billion. And these things are really good. Our unemployment rate.
$6 billion building permits?
Yes. $6 billion worth of
value.
Oh, billion
dollars.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
right.
Not the permits itself, the value.
Thank you.
But, you know, these things are putting Omaha in a very, very positive light and a positive direction. Mm-hmm. We have weathered this pandemic, unlike many cities across the U.S., Do you know our highest unemployment rate was back in April during the pandemic? It went up to about 9.5%. Do you know we are down right under 3% again in Omaha?
I did not.
Unemployment rate. So we are recovering very quickly, too. And it's, we are recovering because we are a united city. We care about each other. We help each other. We do great partnerships with the private sector. That's how we get things done.
As far as A23, talk about caring about each other. And you mentioned this top of the hour.
Yes.
That we all want to be lifted up. And that's an inside job.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm talking spirituality. I'm talking about caring and loving for each other. And I know in the face of conservative talk radio, it's like, this is woo-woo. But I'm sorry. I believe the power of love is the power to heal. And we need to really start caring for each other. Otherwise, something like what happened yesterday is going to happen again.
Yes. And we can't have that. We do need to lift our spirits up. But we need it in the great country we live in. We need it in Omaha. And that's one thing I really wanted to say right off the bat is I have always run a positive campaign. I've never run a negative campaign. I always want to tell people why they should vote for me. I don't concentrate on why they not should vote for my opponent. And that's what I hope every opponent that I have. And a mayor's race in Omaha is always competitive. There's no reason why this one won't be either. But let's run a positive campaign. People are sick and tired of this.
Yes.
Let's tell people what we want to do for Omaha. I have a record. My record is out there. Everybody knows what I've done over the last 8 years with the budget, with public safety, with economic development. They know. And now I'm going to tell them what I'm going to do in the future, too. Let's concentrate on that and what we're going to do to help this great city move forward. Let's not start throwing jabs at each other or early on and do a negative campaign. People don't want to hear it. They're tired of it.
I think so. I agree with you. Amen. Thank you for the 8 years.
Oh, absolutely. I've loved my job. I've loved what I do. I love going every day. You know, during the pandemic, I didn't work from home one day. I was down at City Hall every single day.
Really?
Because what a great team I have down there. I look forward to working with them every day.
Well, promise me that you will come back more regularly, kind of a check-in just to have coffee.
Yes.
You know, no grilling, because promises to be a fascinating year for all of us. But a year of growth.
Yes.
For us personally and as a city.
And I hope a year of unity, too.
Oh, God.
And health.
Yeah.
And health.
There you go.
Health, wellness, unity. That's what we need.
Sure. Thank you so much for
it's
coming
great
in
being
this morning.
Here. It's always great being here.
Be watching the news, and I know they'll have video of you filing, and I'll go, yay, Jane.
Yay. Well, you lift my spirit, so keep up the good work.
Back
here.
At you.
Babe. All right.
Thanks. 826.
Music you can't get enough of.
It's just such a wonderful station.
Boomer Radio.